Welcome to the Better ROI from Software Development podcast, a podcast aimed at those that fund software development and those that work with them. In a series of short weekly podcasts, I, your host Mark Taylor, hope to educate and inform on why traditional management processes won't get you the best return on your investment. And along the way, I'll provide advice on how to improve that. Hello, and welcome back to the Better ROI from Software Development podcast. Following on from the last two episodes that looked at how the well-intentioned call for more planning could produce dysfunctional and unexpected results, I wanted to look at a related problem, the call for more developers. It's a counterintuitive paradox that has perplexed and unfortunately even hindered many software projects. The paradox of believing more developers automatically equates to faster development. Within the ever-dynamic realm of software development, one might be inclined to think, if our project is lagging, surely adding more developers will hasten its progress. This thought process is deeply embedded in our management DNA, often referred to as the muscle memory approach. It finds its roots in traditional management theories dating back to the Industrial Revolution. More hands, after all, meant more products off the production line. But is this muscle memory betraying us in the realm of software development? Are more coding hands truly accelerating our journey towards project completion? Or are we inadvertently creating complexity that leads our projects into delays and spiraling costs? In this episode, we'll dissect why the call for more developers frequently resonates within the project halls. Explore the hidden and often anticipated costs of expanding development teams. And touch upon scenarios when, yes, adding more developers might actually be the right call. Together, let's explore the management myths and uncover strategies to truly boost our software development efforts without falling into the more developers trap. Let's start by stepping back into the annals of history. We find ourselves amidst the smoke and clamour of the Industrial Revolution, a time where machines and manpower vigorously danced the tune of burgeoning industries. It was a straightforward equation then. More hands indeed meant more output. When tasks are linear and labour was a pivotal component of the production, the correlation between headcount and the output was direct and largely proportional. This brings us to a pertinent theory that has lingered, perhaps even overstayed, in the corridors of management thinking, Taylorism, crafted by Frederick Winslow Taylor in the early 20th century. Taylorism propagated the idea of scientific management, a method that dissected tasks into their simplest form, optimised them for utmost efficiency, and often scaled labour to elevate production levels. For physical tasks and assembly lines, Taylor's principles worked wonders, revolutionised industries and significantly enhanced production capabilities. Picture the iconic assembly lines of the early automotive industry, where each individual was a cog in a vast mechanical production machine. Every added worker, assigned to weld, assemble or inspect, directly increased the units rolling off the line. Thus, when faced with increased demand, the logical response was to simply insert more human cogs into this mechanical symphony to amplify output. However, the transition from rivets and wrenches to software development introduces a new set of variables into our equation. Software development, unlike assembly lines, isn't a straightforward repetitive sequence of tasks that benefits linearly from additional hands. It's a complex, often abstract, act of problem solving, creativity, and intricate collaboration. Part science, part art. And as we pivot from mechanical to digital, from tangible to intangible, the straightforward more hands, more work equation from our industrial past has to be questioned. And one of the best examples of this is the book The Mythical Man-Month by Fred Brooks. Within the book, Brooks illuminates a counterintuitive principle. Adding manpower to a late software project makes it later. The perplexed manager may ponder, how could that possibly be? In the realm of software development, each new developer added to a project introduced a myriad of new interactions, communication channels, and potential for misunderstanding. Unlike the clear repetitive tasks on our historical assembly lines, software development demands a deep understanding and synchronization across team members regarding the project's architecture, code base, and forward trajectory. In the short term of adding a new developer, we have the overhead of recruitment and onboarding. Recruitment itself is no trivial venture. Sifting through candidates, aligning skill sets, and ensuring a cultural fit demands substantial time and financial investment. And once recruited, any new developers require an immersion into the current project's depths, understanding its architectures, deciphering the code base, and synchronizing with the existing team's rhythms and methodologies. Onboarding new developers is not merely about handing them a wrench and placing them on the assembly line, but involves steeping them in the project's complexities, its intricacies, and its nuanced challenges. It's a time-consuming process, where the existing team often needs to divert their focus to integrate the newcomer, inadvertently slowing down the momentum even further. It's really not uncommon to have to allow 3 to 6 months for a new developer to get up to speed. But it's not just that short-term impact. There is a longer-term impact of a larger team. As the teams grow, the lines of communication, the communication channels, don't just add up, they multiply, exponentially amplifying the complexity of maintaining synchronized, coherent progress. To illustrate this, let's consider a simple team of two. There is a single channel of communication between those two. It's easy for those two to communicate. It's easy to synchronize the work. It's easy to be able to work together. If we add another developer, so we have a team of three, we now have three channels of communication, one between each pairing of those three team members. Again, that's probably within the realms of practicality in terms of communication and having to synchronize across the team. With a team of four, those channels jump to six. With a team of five, those channels jump to 10. In a team of 10, we have 45 different communication channels. Each of those additional communication channels applies an overhead, a communication tax, if you will, in the maintaining that synchronized, coherent understanding within the team. And for the absence of doubt, while I've approached this topic by talking about more developers, it is not just the adding of software developers to the team that causes this multiplication in communication channels. It's anyone that is working as part of the team, regardless of their discipline. Be it a tester, a designer, a delivery manager, or anyone else, they all add to that complexity in maintaining that synchronized, coherent understanding within the team. Brooks's insights, albeit decades old, reverberate with poignant relevance even today. In countless projects across the globe, the ill-timed influx of developers has led not to the envisioned acceleration, but instead a deceleration, entwining projects further into the quagmire of delays, miscommunications, and huge overheads. It's back to that muscle memory that tells us that if two developers produce X amount of output, four developers should naturally produce double, right? However, as Brooks has shown us, every additional developer exponentially increases communication channels, coordination needs, and potentially diverges from the unified vision, diluting the anticipated linear increase in output. The very cohesion that has once enabled a small team to work with agility now becomes threatened by the operational tax of additional interactions, meetings, and managerial overheads. And with each layer of communication, the risk of misalignment, misinterpretation, and misdirection surges, subtly eroding any anticipated gains from the increased manpower. This is not mere theory. Numerous studies and project postmortems within software development industry have echoed these truths. Painting a picture where the hidden costs of scaling a team frequently overshadow the envisaged benefits. Let's move on from the pitfalls and the dangers and explore some situations where adding developers to a project isn't merely viable, but indeed advantageous. For while the axiom of more is not always better holds true, there exists a nuance. Certain conditions and contexts where escalating a troop count can indeed amplify the rhythm and momentum of a software development project. Firstly, consider the early stages of a project. In the nascent phases, where the foundations are still being laid and the architectural blueprints are being drawn, introducing new developers can facilitate a division of focus, crafting multiple components in parallel, enhancing the speed and efficiency of initial project development cycles without entangling too many wires of communication and coordination. Secondly, in specialized tasks, a proficient niche expert can make a world of difference. If your team is crafting a multifaceted application and encounters a segment requiring specialized knowledge, say, blockchain integration or artificial intelligence modeling, adding a developer with that specific expertise can streamline that proportion of the project, ensuring accuracy and efficiency without the trial and error that comes with unfamiliar terrain. Next, when projects are clearly modular, with components that can be developed somewhat independently before integration, additional developers can work on separate modules without excessive amplification of the communication and coordination overhead. Think of it like constructing separate parts of a spaceship, each module crafted with excellence in different workshops, ready to be assembled into the final construct. Additionally, scenarios with scalable teams wherein management structures, communication protocols, and development practices are already formulated to accommodate team scaling, adding developers can be seamless. This requires a mature management and an organization structure capable of assimilating new developers without hampering the ongoing momentum. It's crucial, however, not to view these scenarios as carte blanche for unchecked team expansion. Even under these circumstances, mindful strategic scaling, ensure each added developer is not merely a number, but a carefully considered chess piece, positioned for optimal impact. And this brings us back to one of the most powerful principles in modern software development, the small, agile team. In a world where bigger is better often echoes as a guiding principle, the prowess of small, agile teams illuminates an alternative path, especially in the nuanced landscape of software development. One can't help but recall Jeff Bezos' two pizza rule, which posits that the teams should be small enough to be fed by two pizzas. The underpinning philosophy here isn't culinary, but rather a profound recognition of the dynamic agility, enhanced communication, and potent focus that small teams inherently possess. A smaller team focuses a streamlined communication channel, reduces the probability of miscommunication, and ensures that coordination efforts are succinct and effective. The proverbial ship can change its course with a nimbleness that larger teams might struggle to emulate. Moreover, in the delicate ecosystem of software development, where creativity, problem solving, and innovation are pivotal, the intimate environment of a small team can nurture a safe, collaborative space where ideas are freely exchanged and individual contributions are palpably impactful. They become tight-knit units where each member doesn't just perform a function. They play a pivotal role in shaping the journey and destination of the project. There's an intrinsic ownership and accountability that permeates through the team, enriching not just the work environment, but also enhancing the quality integrity of the final product. Moreover, small teams, when equipped with a diverse skill set, can operate as self-contained units, capable of independently navigating through the various phases and challenges of the development cycle. This autonomy translates to reduced management overhead and allows for parallel progression in multiple small teams if they are deployed across different components or projects. However, the potency of small, agile teams is not merely in their size, but in their alignment. A shared vision, clear roles, and a harmonious blend of skills and personalities that catalyze rather than conflict. So, if we still desire to go faster, but adding more developers isn't the answer, what other options do we have? How do we accelerate development without amplifying the developer camp? How do we resolve this seemingly counterintuitive problem? Firstly, embrace the optimization of existing processes. A meticulous audit of your current development, communication, and coordination processes can unveil hidden bottlenecks and inefficiencies. Employ methodologies such as Agile or Lean, and utilize tools that foster smoother collaboration and task management. Streamlining these processes can markedly elevate the output of your existing team without necessarily adding additional hands on to deck. Next, delve into skill enhancement. Investing in the continual growth and upskilling of your current developers can unveil a potential within the same team. By nurturing an environment of learning and adaptation, developers can embrace new technologies, methodologies and strategies, subsequently elevating their productivity and the overall team output. Next, look towards automating repetitive tasks. Identify areas within development and testing phases that are repetitive and prone to manual error. By implementing automated testing, continual integration, and continual deployment, the team can focus their intellect and creative energies on problem solving and innovation, while the automated systems handle the routine tasks. Next, recognize the potency of shared purpose. Employing strategies that align tasks and outcomes clearly aim to harmonize teams' efforts as much as possible. Ensuring that each developer is working on tasks and they are in sync with the desired outcomes enhances efficiencies and negates wasted effort on misaligned tasks. Next, foster a culture of innovative problem solving. By embedding a mindset that values innovative approaches to challenges within the development cycle, developers may devise new strategies, tools, or code that optimizes the current development process, potentially reducing the time and effort required to reach milestones. Lastly, invest in maintaining high morale. The psychological and emotional state of your team significantly influences their productivity and creativity. Ensuring a healthy work-life balance, recognizing and rewarding efforts, and cultivating a positive, inclusive work environment can optimize the output of your existing team, often outstripping what could be achieved by merely adding more developers. As we conclude this episode, let's reflect on the knowledge and strategies we've gone through today. While we've explored the dichotomy of more developers vis-a-vis effective development, we've ventured through the history of why more hands on deck is so ingrained within management principles, and explored the modern day paradox where adding more developers doesn't always equate to swifter project completion. The learnings from the mythical Man Month, penned by Fred Brooks, reverberate for our discussions, underscoring the nuances that software development isn't merely a task of manual labor, but a complex choreography of collaborative intellect, communication, and coordinated efforts. We've also explored scenarios where indeed, adding new developers can be a beneficial strategy, as long as we are respecting the conditions and boundaries within which such expansions yield fruitful outcomes. We've honored the potential force of small agile teams, acknowledging the vibrant energy, innovation, and nimble adaptability that they bring to our projects. And we've provided some suggestions that can accelerate software development without adding developers. We've unearthed strategies that can empower us to optimize, innovate, and enhance our existing teams and processes, ensuring that every ounce of intellect and creative prowess is harnessed effectively. As we close this episode, consider the following. Evaluate continuously. Regularly assess your team's dynamics, project progress, and efficacy of deployed strategies, ensuring alignment with project goals and team well-being. Optimize strategically. Implement changes and optimizations with foresight, ensuring that they are well communicated, gradual, and assimilated within the team's workflow with minimal disruption. Invest intelligently, whether it's in technology, methodologies, or your team. Ensure every investment is aimed at amplifying the existing strengths and mitigating the challenges, rather than merely expanding in size. Communicate effectively. Foster an environment where communication is transparent, regular, and multidimensional, ensuring every team member is aligned, heard, and valued. The journey through software development management is intricate and multifaceted. However, with strategic thinking, continuous learning, and mindful implementation of practices, the path to optimal ROI and team satisfaction becomes clear, allowing us to steer our projects towards successful horizons with confidence and expertise. This would normally be the part where I thank you for listening to the episode and tell you I look forward to speaking to you again next week. However, I'll be planning to take some time off. I'll be taking time to prepare some great content to take us up to the 200th episode. I'll start next year off with a review of estimation in software development. Back in January of this year, in episode 160, I made a commitment to revisit my long-held beliefs on estimation in software development. And over the year, I've been researching the subject extensively and would love to share my thoughts with you. I would like to follow that with a look at the Kanban system. Many of you might be aware of the Kanban boards, often used to visualize the progression of tasks, left to right, from backlog to doing to done. But the Kanban system goes much deeper than that, and I feel there is a lot to learn from it. I'll also be revisiting the state of AI coding assistance and the use of AI in general. With such a fast-moving subject, I can see me dipping into it often within the podcast as the field matures and I personally learn more about it. And as always, I'll bring you advice on how to achieve the best ROI from your software development efforts. Thank you for supporting my podcast and taking the time to listen. While I doubt I'll have anything other than a niche audience, I do appreciate the time spent listening when there are so many other distractions competing for your time. So again, thank you. I'll be back with new episodes in early February, so I look forward to speaking to you again then. This podcast has been hosted by me, Mark Taylor. It has been provided by Red Folder Consultancy Limited, a consultancy that can help you achieve better return on your software development investment. You can contact them at red-folder.com or reach out to me on Twitter at @redfoldermark. If you're getting value from this series, please tell a friend and help me grow my audience.